Welcome back to Eco Talk. This segment is going to pick up where we left off with Julie Witte talking about the state of our oceans. We're going to talk about what's at stake for our oceans and coastlines if some advocates of offshore oil drilling have their way. This is our NRDC Partners segment, and we'll be speaking with someone from the Natural Resources Defense Council. The Environmental Partners Corner is sponsored by the NRDC, the nation's leading environmental action organization. NRDC uses law, science, and the support of more than 1.2 million members and online activists to protect our planet's wildlife and wild places, and to ensure a safe, healthy environment for all living things. I'm pleased to welcome Jim Presswood. He is an energy advocate with the Natural Resources Defense Council to talk about what is happening. And, of course, the situation, you know, is constantly newsworthy, the situation of our environment under assault. Kind of ironic that recently President Bush admitted that our nation has an oil addiction. It's time to do something about it, like invest in alternative fuels. But we know what happened when he went to the Renewable Energy Lab and found that everyone had been laid off by his administration. Well, it now appears that Congress is doing all it can to find its next oil fix. This time the fix may come at expense of our oceans. So thanks for joining us, Jim. What is the Outer Continental Shelf, first of all, and what's happening there currently to protect it, and what's at stake?
Sure. The Outer Continental Shelf is the part of our nation's coastline, which is actually underwater. It's part of the, you know, going out from the beaches until you actually get into the deep water. And that shelf is what's under assault right now by those who want to drill there. And the latest action by Congress is exactly what you said. It's an effort, you know, in response to the president's saying we're addicted to oil, the first thing they want to do is go ahead and drill, you know, off our nation's beaches. And specifically, they have their eyes set on the Gulf Coast area off the coast of Florida.
That and drill in Anwar, since that's currently not happening, they go quickly to the only other alternative they seem to recognize as legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Just drill more. No, don't conserve, not really. Just drill more. They give lip service to conservation, but that's all it's been so far.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, it was W's father, actually, that put some of this protection in place.
Correct. And we also have efforts in Congress that have been going on for quite some time to protect our nation's beaches through moratoria, you know, to protect a good chunk of the coastline of the United States. And so you have not only administrative protection, but also congressional protection for our nation's coastlines. And this is the first step towards opening up our areas that are protected.
Well, if President Clinton extended that protection until 2012, as my notes tell me, how much can they mess with that?
Well, you know, that's, you know, they're having their efforts in Congress to actually try to, you know, undermine that. And through the administration's Minerals and Management Service, which Gail Norton heads up at the Department of Interior, they issued this 5-year plan, which would open up, you know, a good chunk of the Gulf Coast. And, you know, and that would be sort of the first step towards undermining the coastal protections for the rest of the country.
Now, when you say a 5-year plan, is that 5 years, in 5 years they'll start building some of these oil rigs, or it will be in place in 5 years? And when did that 5-year plan start?
Well, actually, it's I believe it starts in 2007, and it continues on through 2012. And what it does is, you know, the area that's under review right now is not actually protected by any of the moratoria, but it is, you know, something that was offered up earlier. But it's something that also lies within, you know, direct shot of Florida's you know, beautiful coastlines as well as Alabama. So that would, it would entail opening up those areas for lease sales pretty quickly. So, you know, beginning in 2007, you would have lease sales that would be for oil and gas drilling in that area.
Where are many of the Democrats on this issue?
That's a good question. A lot of the Democrats who are you know, in the coastal areas are very interested in protecting those areas. But unfortunately, we do have some Democrats who are in states that have a lot of farm interests, and they are in favor of opening up some of these areas to, and they think they'll bring down the price of natural gas. But, you know, analysis has shown that, you know, increasing supply, but just a very marginal amount, which would happen with this this effort by in Congress, would not do anything really to impact natural gas prices. What we really need to be doing is going towards reducing the demand for natural gas and oil. And one of the best ways to do that is a bipartisan bill that, you know, NRDC and others have been working on that would reduce our dependence on oil. And that's called the American Fuel Choices for America Security Act, and it's got some very prominent Republicans and Democrats in support of this bill. So that's the step that Congress needs to be taking, not more drilling in places like the Arctic and off our coastlines.
Of course, as a Bush Republican governing in Florida, Jeb Bush, what's his conflict, do you think, between traditional business interests that would probably, I suspect, be in favor of drilling and the concerns of Floridians to protect their coastline? After all, I mean, they rely on tourism.
Absolutely. And, actually, Governor Bush is, very sensitive to the needs of the tourism industry in Florida. It's, I believe it's the number one industry in the state. But there are other interests, other business interests in Florida that are calling for increased drilling. He has been supportive of other efforts, specifically Senators Nelson and Martinez in Florida, to protect that state's coast, and he's been supportive of their efforts. So, I think he really is. I think he can be movable towards a good protective position, but it's just going to take a little bit of work.
So, what do you tell advocates who say we need oil, we need to get off foreign oil, about the short-term benefits of drilling for oil, but longer-term repercussions of continuing to burn more fossil fuels, specifically oil, in terms of global warming?
Absolutely. We have, not only do we have the impacts on our beaches from oil, but we also have impacts on our economy. I mean, you saw what happened with the hurricanes coming through, with gas prices shooting up to about $3 per gallon. It just shows how sensitive our infrastructure is for delivering oil. And with the recent attack in Saudi Arabia on those oil facilities, that if there was a successful attack, that would send prices through the roof. And, global warming, we have, the Antarctic ice shelf melting. We have Greenland's ice shelf melting, ice melting everywhere. Just overwhelming evidence that, our Earth is warming. And with this increased drilling, that just is going to lead to more production of oil and gas, which in burning that, it will continue to increase our unsustainable path of increasing emissions throughout the world.
And in 15 seconds, what can listeners do if they're concerned?
The first thing they can do is, Congress is expected to take up this drilling bill by Senators Domenici and Bingaman, and they need to let their members of Congress know, specifically the senators, their senators know, that they need to vote against this drilling bill.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us, Jim Presswood of the NRDC, one of our partners. Also want to thank our other environmental partners, Union of Concerned Scientists, Earth Justice, and also our sponsor, Pet Ecology. If you've been informed and inspired by our show, we welcome you to help support EcoTalk. Tell all your friends and family and, hey, even enemies, this is the show to listen to if you care about our future. Go out and have a great green week. See you next time.